Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun.
Hello and welcome to the Neutral Zone. As always, I'm John Hanna.
And I'm Tyler Gallo, and this week we have yet another guest over the phone. That is correct. Mr. Marin Nelson will join us today, one of my friends from back home. Marin, how does it feel to be on the Neutral Zone for the first time?
Oh, it feels great. I've been listening since last year, and I'm excited to finally make my debut.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's perfect timing for your debut because one of your favorite teams has won its first postseason series. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, we're going to start off with the question of the day. And today's question is, what was the first sports video game you ever played or owned? And what is the oldest sports video game you ever played? John, we'll start with you.
So the oldest or the first one I ever played, it actually was, it wasn't Backyard. It was Tiger Woods PGA Tour 98.
Okay.
For the PC, I guess.
Yeah.
And the oldest one I've ever played, technically played legally,
yeah,
is that Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
But I have played NHL 94 through emulators online.
Yeah, well, so I'm going to get Marin with his answer here. Marin, what is the oldest sports video game you ever played, and what is the first game you ever played?
So the first sports game I can ever recall myself playing is Madden 04 on the GameCube.
Oh yeah,
Michael Vick. I think like 99 speed in that game.
Yeah, he was untouchable in that game.
And then the oldest one I played, I feel like I've played NHL 94 using emulators, but like,
if can you really call yourself a hockey fan if you haven't?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, then for me, well, I have a pretty easy answer for the oldest one, but I'm going to get that next. The first game I ever played, I can't really remember because owned and played was probably NHL 2003. That was probably the first game I played. I had it on the PC, whereas I played backyard soccer, I think, 04 with my neighbor. And then at daycare when I was younger, I would play their old games. They had NHL 01. I think that's the oldest game I played.
I had that for the PlayStation 1.
Yeah,
PS1.
They had a PS2, and we would always play that. But I think, obviously, I'm sort of have an advantage here on the oldest games because my dad actually has an old arcade machine, and he's got, like, Tecmo Bowl. He's got Bottom of the Ninth, Blades of Steel, all the old games you can think of. He's got those. So, yeah, that's probably one of the oldest games I played, Golden Tee, all that stuff. All right, so we're going to get right into baseball. We're going to get a postseason update for you. The ALCS and the NLCS is our set, and Marin, what team advanced to the NLCS for the first time in their franchise's history as the Nationals?
The Washington Nationals. Great time.
Yeah, so obviously it's Nationals and Cardinals and Astros and Yankees. And Marin, what does it feel like to actually be past the NLDS for the first time? I'm not saying this to be mean, but like, what does it actually feel like?
Oh, it feels amazing. To be honest, I was watching Game 5 of the NLDS the entire time. I was like, they're going to blow it, they're going to blow it, they're going to blow it. And they didn't. And then Howie Kendrick hit that walk-off or that go-ahead grand slam in the top of the 10th. And I saw him like, there's no way they can blow it this time.
Oh, yeah. And, well, that's going to be actually, that's what we're going to have later. That's one of the clips in this show, one of our favorite segments. But, yeah, Nationals for the first time advancing to the NLCS. I mean, I'm pretty excited. I was happier that the Braves got absolutely destroyed by the Cardinals than I was seeing the Nationals actually win for once. But, yeah, they slayed the Dodgers giant, which they couldn't do in the past. And, yeah, playoff Kershaw strikes again. Just that Soto home run was absolutely destroyed. And, yeah, Juan Soto is a great player and doesn't get a lot of recognition around the league, but he's a great player. All right, so that's your postseason update. And then we got two retirements in the league. David Fries and Brian McCann announced retirement. McCann following that NLDS loss to the Braves. I mean, he had a great career. There's no getting that wrong.
Yeah.
One of the best defensive catchers when he first came up. Obviously, he fell off, but yeah. And David Fries, Marin knows this one all too well, retires. I mean, one of the clutchest postseason players of all time. He had an unreal run in, what was it, 13 or 11? It was 11 where he just went crazy. NLCS and World Series MVP. So, yeah, good careers for those two guys, good players, and I wish them all the best in retirement. All right, and then we got a bit of news on the Mets standpoint. Carlos Beltran, in their managerial search, says he was only interested in the Mets managerial job. So, I mean, he's already got a pretty good job. He's already in the front office of the Yankees. So he said he's only going to leave it to join the Mets, which, I mean, shows his loyalty.
It makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And he obviously was approached by Padres and the Cubs. I mean, who would want to manage there? Just not a lot of things. And, Marin, I don't think you like Carlos Beltran all that much, though.
I was going to ask you, how do you think he would do as manager? Because usually when it comes to managers, they're not usually the greatest. They're not like those MVP players. And Beltran, he wasn't really an MVP player, but he was an all-star, I believe, right?
Yeah, and I honestly think it would be good. Honestly, there's probably going to be some growing pains. I like to say that all the time. But he was one of the smartest players in his time. And I honestly think it would be a good fit for him. Obviously, they've got Joe Girardi out there who's a
– Joe Girardi.
Joe Girardi, who's a consummate professional out there. But I think it could be a bit of a – I mean, and he doesn't have to listen to the Wilpons. I mean, the Wilpons have had a terrible relationship with him in the past. But, yeah. So, that's that. Carlos Beltran, it is interesting to see. And maybe he will be the manager. I don't know. I'll see how I feel when it actually happens. But, yeah. Did they unjuice the postseason balls? That is the question that we're going through right now. And I think they did. John, what do you think?
Yes. Yeah. Based on what we've seen so far, yes.
I mean, normal routine fly balls that we've seen that go to the warning track would have been out maybe a couple weeks ago. And Will Smith actually hit one right to the warning track against the Nationals in that last game that could have been a walk-off, but it was not. Marin, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think they unjuiced the postseason baseballs?
I actually don't think they did. When it comes to hitting a baseball and distance-wise, since it's colder, ball doesn't carry as far, and especially when you're in DC right now, it's fairly cold. I've been down there around this time of year. It's not warm, it's not humid like it is in LA. So I think that's the whole reason why the balls aren't going as far. Look at what was it that didn't there's some home runs earlier that were just launched in LA.
Yeah, and then what about especially the ones in the wild card game in D.C. actually looked like they were pretty juiced because they both went opposite field, I believe, off of Scherzer in that first inning. So it's obviously there might be a small difference because we're not seeing a prevalence of home runs as much as we did during the regular season. But, yeah, I honestly don't know. I can't give you an affirmative answer on that one. But, yeah, and the Cardinals offense has been asleep for the entire NLCS so far. Nationals going with Strasburg tonight. I don't see them losing this. As much as I hate to say it. But, yeah, tonight's game, Flaherty and Strasburg will face off. Washington leads the series 2-0 at 7:38, and I know Marin will be watching that one.
I'm going to be late to that one. I have practice tonight that ends at 8:30, so I'll probably catch it in, like, the fifth inning.
Yeah, so, that should be a pretty good pitching matchup, I believe. John, what do you think about this matchup?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a pitcher's duel.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Flaherty, one of the best pitchers in the second half of the season, and Strasburg, one of the best pitchers throughout the entire season. I feel like Strasburg's arm is going to fall off eventually. But
But one thing I do like about postseason baseball is the stupid times they start at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got a game at 7:38 p.m. tonight, and then tomorrow's game, Houston, Cole, and Severino. The series is tied 1-1. We'll get to that game last night in a little bit. 4:08 p.m. Awkward starting times for these games. I mean, especially when they had the Rays-Astros game at 1:08 on a Tuesday in Tampa Bay.
Well, we'll talk about more. What was that?
Yeah, Marin, I'm not sure what that was.
Yeah.
All right.
Fact that hockey, which we'll get to later,
it's
also starting at weird times.
Yeah, so last night's game was an epic, if you want to call it that. Houston beat the Yankees 3-2 in 11 innings, a walk-off home run by Carlos Correa. And, I mean, it was just a battle of the bullpens. You know, Verlander threw seven. Paxton only threw two and a third, I believe. And then the Yankees bullpen just came in and shut down the Astros until that 11th inning, Jay Happ giving up that walk-off home run. And we'll get right into hockey. And the first thing we have is Patty Marleau is back in San Jose. Marin, how are you feeling about this one as a San Jose Sharks fan?
Oh, I saw a tweet saying that Patrick Marleau is going to be back. Mr. Shark is back in San Jose.
Yeah, I mean, obviously one of the best Sharks of all time. You can't knock that at all. And it's great that he's back. He wasn't really a fit in Toronto, and he wasn't going to be a fit in Carolina. So why not go back to Marleau and potentially – or San Jose and potentially play your last season of your career with your buddy Joe Thornton? Yeah, so it was a good thing. And then what do we got here, John? I found this pretty interesting. What do we got next?
I love this. Petr Cech, who was a pretty good goalie.
Yeah, one of the best soccer goalies of all time.
Is now playing hockey.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
Is he the only two-sport athlete, like only one of the big two-sport athletes that played hockey?
I think he's the only two-sport athlete.
Probably some smaller.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
He actually won his first game.
That's pretty cool, though. Yeah, he won it in a shootout. And, yeah, so Peter Cech.
Have you seen the jersey that the team he played for?
Yeah, it's like Calgary.
It literally is a rip-off Calgary Flames, but a G instead of a C.
Is that the EBEL? Is that the name of the league?
I think so.
John will pull that up, but, yeah. So we got some remaining undefeated teams. The two least expected. I mean, you would have expected one, but the other one, not so much. Colorado and Edmonton, the only
remaining. EIHL.
EIHL, that's what, all right. So, yeah, Colorado and Edmonton, the only remaining undefeated teams, and I don't think they play tonight. Edmonton and Colorado both play tonight.
They don't play each other.
Yeah, they don't play each other, so they could still remain undefeated. But, yeah, last night's scores, John, what do you got?
Pittsburgh beat Winnipeg 7-2. Pittsburgh scoring 7 goals for the second game in a row.
That's crazy.
Zach Aston-Reese was 2. Gensel with 2. Sam Lafferty, who I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
With a goal. And Dominic Simon with a goal. While for Winnipeg, Mark Scheifele and Matthew Perreault.
And then the next game, I'm going to save Marin the
No, let's give Marin the...
Yeah, Marin, what was the score? No. What was the next game after the Pittsburgh-Winnipeg one?
No, actually, you take that one. Let's have Marin read the third one just so he has a little bit of happiness.
Vegas beat Los Angeles 5-2, Marin's favorite NHL team. Both favorite NHL teams. Paul Stastny with 2 goals, Max Pacioretty with a goal, Riley Smith and Mark Stone all score for Vegas, and then Dustin Brown, Marin's favorite player, and Austin Wagner scored for the Los Angeles Kings. And San Jose and Calgary, Marin, what was the score of that game?
We actually got a win, 3-1.
Yeah.
That one, Labanko, was nice.
Yeah, it was. I saw that.
Perreault had a shorty.
I was pretty mad because Meyer and Erik Karlsson were on my bench last night.
Well,
it is very bad, you know.
And we have Luke Yost in the studio.
Yeah, so we're going to get a quick Yost bomb real quick. What do you got, Luke?
I just want to say that the commissioner of the PHHL and I just had a conversation. We're going to try to start a league.
Sounds good.
What are we talking about today, boys?
Right now, we're just going over the latest hockey stuff. Marleau returned to San Jose. Petr Cech signed with a hockey team who was a famous soccer goalie.
And then,
I saw that.
Postseason baseball as well.
Postseason. Who was my prediction in the World Series again?
Cardinal. No.
No, Braves.
Yeah, you were you were Braves. You were also Padres at one point.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know who you want. But who do you want now, Luke?
With the 4 teams left, I think if the Nationals beat the Cardinals, which it could happen, they very well could happen. I mean, they are dominating them on the mound. And if the Yankees pull this one out against the Astros, I think Nationals could win it all against the Yankees. However, if it's Nationals and Stros, I think the Stros got it by a slim margin. But if it's Cardinals and Yankees or whatever like that, if that miracle happens, then you know the Yankees win the World Series again. But really, it's going to be the Nationals this year.
Okay.
Okay.
Without Bryce Harper.
So that is the prediction of the day. So he's got, a multiverse prediction there. Honestly, yeah, I agree with those ones because the matchups are pretty good in those series. And I think the Nationals rotation go toe-to-toe with anybody. So can Houston. But if it's Nationals-Houston, I think Houston has the edge. If it's Yankees-Nationals, I really hope the Nationals win that one, sadly.
You'll just root for the world to end.
I'd root for a tie with injuries. That's
like a lot of people were doing during the 2016 election. Just rooting for the world to end.
But yeah, we got some games that have already happened today. Marin, what are some of the games that have happened today so far?
We've had Anaheim at Boston.
Yeah.
Anaheim, they've... Boston beat Pastrnak.
Yeah, David Pastrnak had 4 goals today. Can you believe that? And I played against him in fantasy today.
Haha.
He had 14 points. But yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know, right? And then the other game, Why'd you put the scores backwards, John? Why do you do this?
Because I want to.
Islanders at St. Louis.
What Islanders beat St. Louis 3-2 in OT. St. Louis's goals from Braden Schenn and Vladimir Tarasenko. And New York's goals from Anders Lee, Brock Nelson, and Devin Taves. No relation to Jonathan.
I'm Brock Nelson.
You want to take this next one, Tyler?
The New Jersey Devils have lost again. No surprise there. Well, I regret to inform you that the New Jersey Devils are at it again, folks. They lose 6-4 to the Florida Panthers at 1 o'clock today when they were up 4-2 in the game, 4-1 in the game. And I just don't know what to say. I think they need to fire John Hines. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's just ridiculous. Like, you're no lead is safe. This is how I felt with the Mets bullpen. Is that when Diaz, the goalie for the Devils?
Like, yes, yes.
I mean, come on. Two goals for Brett Connolly, Mackenzie Weegar, Evgeny Dadonov.
Dadonov, it's not Dadonov.
Noel Achiari and Jonathan Huberdeau. I only like that because he's on my fantasy team. And then the Devils with Zacha, Bratt, Hall, and Butcher. 3 points for Zacha today. He has gotten off the schneid. Hall finally scored his first of the year, but the Devils are at it again, and I am very mad.
Hey, Marin.
Yeah?
Guess what player doesn't have any points yet for the Devils?
Subban.
Yes.
Well,
also
the number one overall draft pick.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Minnesota, Ottawa.
Wait, Tyler.
Yeah. What do you got?
Why was Schneider in that over Blackwood?
Because nobody is playing well for the Devils right now, Marin.
Also,
Blackwood and Schneider both stink.
Also, Blackwood has played the past few games for them, hasn't he?
Yes. And he's given up so many goals in those games. I mean, the team just looks listless right now. They lost 4-0 to the freaking Flyers. They lost 3-0 to the Bruins. They lost 6-4 to the Florida Panthers. I mean, what is happening with the Devils right now?
And they also lost 7-2 to Buffalo?
Yeah, okay, shut up. I don't know what is wrong with the Devils right now. They need to... Yeah, I'm really mad, if you can't tell. I've never been this mad about the Devils before, but it's gotten to that point.
You want to take this Ottawa one real quick, Marin, to get him off it?
Please. Please save me from the Devils.
The Ottawa dumps 2-0 to Minnesota. Minnesota's goals were scored by Victor Rask and
Devils. Oh! No! I can't
and
escape.
And goal for Ottawa was.
No, there's no goals for Ottawa today.
No, but Craig Anderson had a 9-17.
Why did you spell Anderson wrong, John?
Well, I'm so used to. There's too many goalies named Anderson in the Atlantic. There's two
of
them.
Okay. Well,
and then Dallas at Buffalo took place
a couple of minutes ago.
No, not a couple of minutes. It's 4 o'clock, Tyler. About an hour ago.
I forgot that's when we started our show.
And Victor Olofsson scored on the power play to give Buffalo the 1-0 lead. And now he is the first ever player to have his first 7 career goals on the man advantage.
He's going to be really crying when they don't have a power play in a game.
I saw a tweet earlier from some Buffalo guy saying, you know what they should just do when instead of giving Buffalo a power play?
What?
Just
decline it?
No, just award Victor Olofsson a goal.
Yeah, all right. And then that's pretty good. And then tonight's games, Colorado at Washington at 5, weird time, and then Edmonton at Chicago at 8:30. Is that like a Monday night game or something?
There's no normal times at all today. O'clock, 8:30.
There's so many 1 o'clock games.
I know. I don't understand. I mean, I know today's Columbus Day, which we really shouldn't be celebrating because of the things Columbus did, but we won't talk about that.
All right, and then we will get into probably our favorite segment. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to unplug Marin for a little bit. We've got clips, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we turn on the speaker so we can hear them?
If you want to hear them, Marin, I mean, go right ahead.
Oh, never mind. It won't turn on.
Yeah, it won't turn on. All right, so let's get into the first clip. Last night, walk-off home run from Carlos Correa in the 11th inning. Terrible call. Joe Buck, what's new? We're going to get to that right now.
King to the home plate umpire, Corey Blazer. Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over. Correa ends it.
Well, I mean, it's
Correa!
It sounds like a thunderstorm occurred in the Minute Maid Park last night, but yeah.
I just can't stand the way he says Correa.
Correa walks it off. Joe Buck ruins yet another moment. All right, and then we've got Marin's favorite clip of the day, Howie Kendrick slams one. We're going to ask him about it after the clips are over and see how he felt when that happened. But yeah, Howie Kendrick, we're going to take you to the call there. I believe it's Al Michaels on that one. Kenny Albert.
This is deep to center field.
Bellinger's Ernie Johnson.
One of them.
Howie Kendrick with a 10th inning grand slam to break it open.
All right, we'll analyze that clip in just a second. And then we've got On This Day from John Hannah. I'm not sure what he has here. Let's see what he's got. Oh. Oh, I know this one. I know that one. That's the Steve Bartman moment. The Steve Bartman incident.
On this day in 2003.
Oh, yeah. I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think that the Cubs regret the Gleyber Torres trade?
Of course.
Really? But they won the World Series. They got rid of him and they won the World Series. And as somebody said, flags fly forever. I honestly think both teams sort of won that deal.
I mean, it depends on the future. Because if the Yankees go on to win, you know, 5 World Series in a row with Gleyber winning MVP every single time.
Yeah, that's going to it's gonna reflect bad. But yeah, all right, then we got Taser from Taves. Not Jonathan Taves, though. We'll see who it was.
The better Taves.
Here's Barzell. Weaves to the outside. Barzell scores! Devon Taves with the overtime winner!
All right, Devon Taves, excuse
me,
overtime winner.
I never knew it was pronounced Devon. I always thought it was Devin.
All right, well, and then one of our clips was the Howie Kendrick Grand Slam. Marin, let's go through your thoughts when that moment happened.
Let's see. I was in my dorm, and as soon as he came up, I was like, this is a Howie Kendrick moment.
Well, I mean, and he's been pretty much the GOAT the entire series with errors and stuff, right?
Yeah. But hitting-wise, he historically has always been the top-notch player.
Yeah, I mean, ever since he came up, he's been a great hitter. I mean, I'm not knocking that at all.
When he came up, I was thinking, we're going to have this. We aren't going to Nationals this up.
You're not going to Mets this up.
Yeah. Then he hit that ball, and I was like, all right. Went straight to center. And then it just kept on carrying. No way this is about to happen.
Yeah.
Over that wall.
I mean, and as a Nationals fan, it's got to be just great to see your team finally get past the slay the NLDS giant, if you will, and get to the NLCS. And hey, they're pretty close to the World Series too. And I wouldn't count them out in the World Series. I honestly have to root against them if it's the Astros, but if it's the Yankees, I have to root for them, especially since I rooted for the Sharks for you in the playoffs last year. So, And I know you'd do the same if the Devils were in the playoffs, but that is not looking likely this season.
Nope.
But speaking of the Devils, we're going to get right into Card of the Day. Great segue there. And this Card of the Day is one of the most criminally underrated players of all time. One of the best Devils of all time. 2005-06 Parker's number 530.
Wait. You said one of the best Devils of all time. That is not Jacob Josephson.
Yeah, okay.
That is not Jacob Josephson. Jacob, or nor is it Henrik Tillander.
Yeah, okay. And Marin, who is the card of the day?
Our stand.
Well, I think you cut out there, but I'm going to reiterate that. It's Marin and I like to joke around because we play NHL 2K6, and we always pass to Eliash because he was having a struggle to start the season. It is Patrick Eliash, 2005-06 Parker's number 30, the captains. Patrick Eliash. And
even though he's an assistant in the
pitch. Yeah, salute to captain.
Is it assault? Is it I always get that confused. Is it alternate or assistant?
I think it's alternate. It can go either way. But yeah, drafted 51st overall in 1994 by New Jersey. He spent his entire career in New Jersey, 1995-2016. And career, 408 goals, 617 assists, and 1,025 points in 1,240 games. You wouldn't expect him to have that many points in his career, right?
No.
I mean, just a guy that really never got shied away. He was never in the limelight, if you would talk about that. He's never a guy that was like consistently like one of the league's leading scorers, but Eliash, one of my favorite players of all time, and I know Marin likes him too.
Marin?
Oh, yeah. No, he's great.
Marin just goes, he's great.
Yeah, we got some terrible Wi-Fi over there at Newman University. I forgot to intro that. You're from Newman University.
It's garbage.
About as bad as RMU Wi-Fi, I want to say. But yeah, the Devils franchise leader in goals, assists, points, and game-winning goals. It was clutch, always clutch. His best year was 2001. 82 games, he had 40 goals, 56 assists, and 96 points, and he was a league-leading plus 45 on the season. That's not bad. That is not bad at all. Two-time Stanley Cup champion, 2000 and 2003. Victor Olofsson can't say that about himself.
Not yet.
Not yet. And then number 26 retired by New Jersey, one of the few numbers the Devils have retired. 45 goals, 80 assists, 125 points, and 160 playoff games. He always came out when it was playoff time. And the most memorable assist in Devils history on the Arnott goal. Just a beautiful no-look backhand pass. And he scored a goal on the final shift of his career, 2015-16, the last game. Actually, the last shift of the game, too. There's a couple seconds left. And he gave Devils one last gift before he retired. And that's all I got to say about Eliash. I mean, one of the most underrated players of all time, in my opinion. He's a Hall of Famer. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, he's good, yeah.
I mean, if Scott Niedermeyer got in, he can
yes,
get it.
Yes, okay. But
if Lindros got in,
he
can get it.
Can I speak? The problem is, it's because of the team. I don't think, like you mentioned, I don't think he gets the respect he deserves, which why he's not going to be first ballot, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't saying
but it's going to be a couple years.
I mean, Eric Lindros basically ruined the Quebec Nordiques franchise, and he's in the Hall of Fame. So,
but it's going to be a couple years past.
Before he's eligible, I believe.
No, well, even after his eligibility.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a couple because there's still so many people that still have to go in.
And one of the nicest guys you will ever meet, by the way. He's very charitable. He still does work with the Devils. He was
in the
training camp.
It's 2-0 Buffalo now. Sam Reinhart.
Congratulations, John. The Sabres are good. I don't know. They're an October team, or as usual. And the Devils suck. But that's all we've got for today. Once again, Marin, thank you for joining us this week. It was great having you on, and I know you enjoyed it. And I know you'll listen to this one after. Oh, yeah, back-to-back weeks of my friends being on the show. Maybe John will have one of his friends on soon, but I don't know who he wants to have on. But, yeah, thanks, Marin, for coming on this week.
Yep.
Yeah, and as always, we will see you next Monday. Postseason baseball, more to talk about. We got plenty of hockey to talk about. Maybe the Devils will have won a game by that point. I don't believe they
probably
will.
Probably not. Nope. They're going 0-80, or technically 0-81-1 this year.
No, they lost two games in a
row. 0-80-2, excuse me.
That's right. You better put some respect on their
name. They're going to lose the lottery.
Yeah, and that's all we have for this week. As always, follow us on Twitter, at NeutralZoneRMU. Come on, what are you doing? Follow us on Twitter. We want to talk to you. We want to know what you feel about the podcast, even though we don't reach a lot of people, but we would like to. And share it with all your friends. And that is all we have for this week. We will see
you. Share it with your friends. Share it with your enemies. Share it with your grandmother. Share it with
your cat.
I don't know if you know Bill Clinton. Share it with Bill Clinton.
John's favorite person to talk about is Bill Clinton.
I don't know why. I never was alive when he was president.
But yeah, for Tyler Gallo, for John Hanna, and for Marin Nelson, we will see you next Monday.